Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce with the Luce Trails and Tales special report about Fire Relief 2017. It's really hard for those of us that are not up close and personal to understand what the situation is. Monty Tucker, he understands. He's from Sunny Point, Oklahoma, has been assisting from day one in the relief efforts. And Monty, how do you summarize what's exactly taking place?
Oh, Trent, you'll see it on the internet. You'll see some Facebook posts about what happened in Northwest Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, that little portion of Kansas, Southwest Kansas. It was a major fire. It was just a perfect storm. Several fires break out all at once. Your resources are thin. The wind pushes it to the northeast. Then your wind shifts around out of the west and finally comes out of the north. So you have a fire line that just stretches, and then your wind shifts, and that whole fire line is like a sweeping arm and just comes across there. Not only did we lose livestock, fences, equipment, so it was about Wednesday afternoon before our fellow ranchers up there in the panhandle and Northwest Oklahoma kind of almost like they come out of shock. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what happened, but a good friend of mine, Cheyenne, said, "Hey, I'll truck some hay. Monty, you find the hay." And after a few days of that, he and I both decided that we basically went bear hunting with a BB gun. We tackled a monster. And by Thursday, it was, oh crap. These guys finally got off fire trucks, got home, got what cattle gathered, got enough fence around them to hold them in one spot. And then, Trent, it was a water issue. Now, you're talking about pump houses burnt to the ground. There's no electricity. If they had solar pumps, sometimes the solar panels were melted. So it was a water issue first. They got to get water. They're hauling water to them before they ever even started about, hey, what are we going to feed them? So this happened on Monday. By Wednesday afternoon, it was the need for hay started hitting us. Thursday was an all-out push. Then we kind of started a campaign. Well, these truck drivers that are hauling hay, they were going to haul one load. They got up there and seen that this is a disaster. They just turned around and was making load after load. One guy I know, he was going to haul maybe one or two loads. He's 36 loads into it now. Mm-hmm. There's a need for fuel for these. Yep.
I want to get this in before I run out of time because I see people a long ways away gathering cows to send down there. And I just got off the phone with Barrett Brody from Ashland, and he says, Trent, the worst thing that we can do right now is have more animals to deal with. I don't know what this summer, what this fall is going to be like, but right now, everything that you just described prevents them from wanting another animal to take care of. I wish people would realize they need to do what is needed, not what they think is cool to do.
Yes, the last thing they need is another mouth to feed. A message went out that these drop points got full of hay.
Yep.
Well, they were full for maybe 24 hours. And I'm so proud of some other guys. They got their four-wheel drive pickups, these inline self-dump trailers.
Yep.
They haul a load up there. Then they go to the drop points and start hauling hay out of the drop points because these guys don't have any way to unload a semi.
Right.
They have no loading equipment. Their hay trailers are burnt to the ground. I mean, it's so... They sure don't need any more mouths to feed.
Yeah. All right. Monty Tucker has got a mule that needs to be relocated. That has something to do with a $20 donation. Find Monty online.
Yep.
More details. Easy to find. Monty Tucker, Sunny Point, Oklahoma. I hope I see you soon.
You bet.
Luce Trails and Tales. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.